Well, it's very satisfying to see the reports coming back on a monthly, on a bi-monthly basis to the municipal district, where we have 141 derelict and rural area houses being brought into back to life and for people to live in. It's a fantastic scheme, and credit is due. It's one of the better schemes that the Minister Dara O'Brien brought into being, and it's working very well. We had some teething problems initially in relation to the charge that had to be put on the property because of the grant, where there was only one solicitor nationally looking after that. Now we have three firms, and that has all speeded up. And we have seen in the past 2 months, 21 cottages or rural developments completed and with the grant paid. So we expect that to increase, to speed up as time goes on. We have 141, as I say, in rural County Sligo, which is a fantastic way of bringing life back to rural areas.
And it'd be fair to say, would it, that once people see the scheme rolled out and it effectively and it working, that it could encourage more people, that we see figures such as that there have been 94 site inspections in the Tubbercurry Ballymote area with 94 approvals. So that kind of stuff could have knock-on effects, couldn't it?
Well, absolutely. I think that when you see the quality of job, and a top-up grant could bring a total grant up to 103,000 in relation to the top-up from the insulation grant from the SEA.ie. I think people are really grabbing at this, and it's a winner for everybody. We need housing, and we need rural areas to be brought back to life. So it is really a very fantastic scheme. And as you know, both myself and Paul Taylor was very adamant when we met the Minister O'Brien 2 years ago that this scheme will be brought into being, and fair play for Paul Taylor also for working with me to ensure that this scheme was brought back.